We are up to Sefta Bava Kama, Daf Sarakar Olive. Everyone, welcome back. Deja vu, Chadesh Armenu Kekedem. We're Samach Tesor Olive, four lines on the top. Gufa, let's analyze. Amar Rabbi Yechon, we said before Rabbi Yechon said, Gozal v'loinis yashur abaylim, Shimon stole an object from Reuben, and Reuben never abandoned hope of getting it back. Shneyem einon yechidin lahagdish, neither of them have the ability to make it hegdish. Why not? Zeh, it's obvious the gan of kan v'shein shaloi. And we bring a pasuk for that, because it says, ishki yagdish beiso, v'gunuh beis bailov. But, oishki yagdish beiso. Now, Luchay, you don't really need a pasuk to tell you that if it's not yours, you can't even make a hegdish. But a ganif, because he has certain kinyoni propriety over it, we might have thought that he could. And the original owner can, Vizel, if you're in the Bishop of Sarabekhan, holds that if it's not in your control, you also cannot donate the hegdish or make it hefker or anything else. The Tznuyin, we said before, said that they could. They used to go every evening and say, whatever was stolen from us, we're going to make it hefker so they don't have to worry about Tumah Mice and all that kind of stuff. So they hold that even though Eina B'shusa says the Gemara, let's analyze Rabbi Yechon. Me, Amar Rabbi Yechon Hachi. Rabbi Yechon holds that Eina B'shusa, you have no control. But Amar Rabbi Yechon, the same Rabbi Yechon once said, and we have this all over Shas, Halacha Kista Mishnah, whenever there's an anonymous Mishnah, the Halacha is always like an anonymous Mishnah. So if I can find an anonymous Mishnah where it says that you could affect things even though it's not in your control, then we got a problem with Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says you cannot be Makdashit, and here I'll show you we could.
Welcome back. Never left.
But tonight we learned, we're asking a question. Rabbi Yechon has said that a person cannot be makdish if it's not in your control. And Rabbi Yechon holds the halakha stam mishnah, and I'm going to show you a stam mishnah. Forget the tznuyin. I'm going to show you a stam mishnah that holds that even if you're not in control, you can still make it hegdish, hefke, and all that. What's the mic? So tonight we learned. Kedem Revai. This is the custom they used to have in those days because the people used to walk down the street and they used to find fruits and along the way. They would eat from it and they need to know what the status of the fruit is. So if it's Kedem Revai, the fourth year of the vineyards and the fourth year of the dinners you have to take with you to the Shulayim, although you're not allowed to eat it. Hoyim Mitzayin, so they used to put a little area, they used to mark a demarcation around it, and they would say that was because they would have little pieces of tile or something, they would place all around it, and that was a dhamma. Of pieces of tiles of earth. And the idea was, Simon, and the idea was, people will see these tiles of earth, they would say, Ki Adama, this is like earth. What do we know about Adama? Ika Hanoa Mene, if you were to till the soil, and if you work with it, you plow with it, you can eventually grow things. This also, you could eventually, you could fix this up as well. Because of how you could redeem it. Keren Levi, you can redeem and bring something else up to Yerushalayim. If you redeem it, you can have Anos. It tells the people there's something wrong with it, but it can be fixed up. This shall all that cannot be fixed up. The first 3 years of a tree, all the fruits that grow there are asa bahano and so on. So you cannot fix it up. What they would put there was becharos, shards. Simona, what was the idea of that? Kecharos is like clay shards. Ma charos is she'ein hanoa mineh. There's no benefit from it. Avhai les behanoa mineh. There's nothing you could do with this. Might as well just drop it. The shall kavodas, if they came around, let's say they found a kaver and you want to make a sign around a kaver so koinim should know that's a kaver, is besieged. See, they will put besieged simana. They will put over there white lime. The chivikat summers, it's white like bones. And what they did was on memacha, they would melt, disintegrate it with shayfich and turn it into like liquid. And they used to pour it keheched in a chavet, which makes it even whiter. So when you saw a white chalk like all around, you know that this is a kaver. This is a kaver because it's a sign of bones. When is all of this said? Shimon says, what's going on here? People are stealing your things and you're telling them, oh, it's milch, it's fleishik, so it is. You run after them, you know. He said, this is all talking about when it was done in a legal way. When is a legal way? B'shvius, b'shmita, the hefkin, you know, everything is hefkin. Avo b'shar shnei shvua, all the other years of Shemitah, in other words, when these guys are going to help them, I should help them out. Haliteyu l'rosh v'yamush, stop them on and let them die. On the contrary. Let them steal, let them eat Orla, let them eat all the Canada, and add to the list of sins they can get punished for then. Why should I help them out? However, Vatsnuyin, those who were very modest, were the Hasidim, they were very frum. They would do is Menichin Esamoy, they would place the money down. V'omrin, they would say, Kolanil Kit Mezes. Every night they would say, whoever took anything from here is Mechulul Alamoy Salalu, would have been, and the Kedusha of the Keren Devai should be transferred to here. So what do we see from here? The only way Kol Nilkin, when the time is at Kol Nilkin, is no longer in Yerushus. It's ready by the Oni or by the Ganif. And yet, it's effective. So Rabbi Yechon holds Allah like Stam Mishneh. Here's a Stam Mishneh that holds like the Tzmuyin, which means that it does work if Eid B'Shusai. It does work. Case already asked a question. How does it work? Every hour you get up and say it? Every 2 hours? Every 5 hours? How does it work? What's the point of saying every night? So he said, and he said that they did it. One answer to his word, they did it every morning, and they said in the morning. So before anything was taken that day, they said if anybody takes it after they took it, it should be chal. So therefore, they made sure that nobody was nichshol because they said in the morning. When Svenzai, they made it effective only after it was out of their reshus.
So therefore, the raya proactive.
The declaration was before they ate it, because otherwise, if you did it at night, what happened?
The ate it already gone.
Yeah, it's gone, and they ate it during the day already. So what did you achieve? See, that's also another question. Why do every day? Just do it once. He said, my whole field is swapped over here, and that's it. Because they wanted to do the real mitzvah. We're talking about from people. They wanted the real mitzvah. The real mitzvah is to take the best mitzvah, is take the fruits themselves. They wanted to leave some fruits. They wanted to make the whole field and swap it over. Okay. You can answer me, man, talent, turn, you tell me, this is not a real Islam Mishnah. Not every Stam Mishnah is Stam Mishnah. If we know for sure who the author is, then it's not Stam Mishnah. And we'll look at the Tznuyim Arashbag. So look at these are the Tznuyim. Let's say even it's Rashbag. Let's say it's Rashbag. We have another rule. Kol Mokim, the same Rabbi Yechon said, Kol Mokim Shoshon, the Rashbag, the Mishnah, say, no, whenever you have Rashim Yom Gimbal noted. In the Mishnah, Halacha Kimois, Halacha Him. Okay, it's not a Stam, Rashim Yom Gimbal, Halacha Him. Again, that what it works, it's not the Shus. Chutzme Eide, and Sidon, Virai Achrein, the three cases that we pass, not like the Rashbag. Amri, we say, so Gemara says, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to swap the words in the Braise around. Loi tema, don't say kol hanilkut mizeh, that everything was already collected, which means it's not in his ashus right now. Ele ema kol hamislakut mizeh. There's a mistake in the a typo. It just say kol hamislak, which means when are you saying it, while you still have it in your field. Ah, you don't know at this juncture which fruits of your field are going to be taken. So, but we'll say yesh bereda, whichever ones are taken, we'll say zarai all along, that's the ones that I meant. So therefore, but it's in my Deshus when I said it. So that's why it has nothing to do with Einoi B'Shusay. Freddy Gemara, and since the Halach is like a Mishnah, means Rabbi Yechon has to hold that the Halach is Yesh Breda. Freddy Gemara, me, Amar Rabbi Yechon, how can Rabbi Yechon say this? First of all, before we get to the Breda part, Amar Rabbi Yechon said elsewhere another comment that Snuyin and Abdeisa Omru Dovad Echad. Now, what's an Abdeisa? But Abdeisa, Nilkid Kamer, I'll tell you the story of Abdeisa, the time we learn. This Braisa that we had above, this Mishnah we had above was a Mishnah about a Ganav. However, there's a Braisa, not about a Ganavim, but a Behuda Oime. What happened was, Leket is about two stalks, you can keep it. Three stalks, you can't. But not every Amorot, not every Oni was a Hamachach. Many of them did not know the Din. And they would take three stalks and keep it as well. Now, the problem is, that it was an innocent mistake, but now you chayv a maisa. Leket the shikha and pay you potter from maisa because of hefker. But the three stalks are not hefker. So this only who took it is not chayv a maisa. So these people, Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you do? You want to make sure you're not machshul people because of you, they're going to be eating tour that wasn't given maisa from, tevel. Shachris, every morning, balabais, the balabais would stand up. The oimid would say, kol she yilketu aniyim hayoim yehefker. I want to help out the aniyim because I'm machshul them in a way it's lifnei ivir. So therefore, there should be hefkin. This is, I don't know which ones I'll take, so we'll say this is breda. Rab Deisa Eimeli. He harvested already. But he says anything that the poor people come in this afternoon.
It's after the harvest.
No. He's a busy man. He's not going to be able to do his life. He walk around his whole field and check. What? You cannot be miyaj whilst in your own field. You can't be miyaj in your own shoes.
But like a shikopeya doesn't belong to him. The Torah tells him to give it away.
No, he's saying, why does he go around the whole field and go ahead and pick up all the three pieces?
Well,
I tell you, there's no yish in your own field. There's no hefker in your own field. No yish in your own field. Like a shikopeya is from the table. There's no yish in your field, number one. Number two is you're not really miyayish because most people do know the din that you shouldn't take it. There might be some. So Abdei says, no, li toisi erev, every evening. Every evening say whatever they took. So Abdei says every evening, and Rabbi Yechon said that the tznuin of Abdei is saying the same thing, so it's clear that the tznuin are saying kol hanilkit, not kol hamalakit. So you're right. Eifuch, however, let's swap around. You're right. Rabbi Yechon said that the tznuin of Abdei is saying the same thing. What's Abdei is saying? That every morning they would say it. They would say every morning, and Rabbi Yehuda would say it every night. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that out of Rishus. And Abdei said, yes, bread in the morning. For the Gemara, amai afchid masnita, why you just swap the brice around? Afchil Rabbi Yechon, just swap the words of Rabbi Yechon around and say, leave the brice the way it is. And the Eman say, tznuin Rabbi Yehuda amr d'vechutz. Instead of saying tznuin Abdei say tznuin Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says every morning. And therefore, it's called hamislaket, and it's while still in Rishus. Yeah, which means right now still in my Rishus. Amri, you know why I had to change it around? Because we have other problems here. Here in the Braise it says Rabbi Yehuda holds that you say Kol Hamislake, which means you have to hold Breda. And we know from another Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breda. We already had this three times in Shas. This is Mishnah Ketani, we learned the Easter, Rabbi Yehuda holds a Breda, where do we know that from? You're telling me Rabbi Yehuda holds Breda because he says what? Kol hamislaket, anything that will be taken, you don't know yet. And yet Rabbi Yehuda clearly doesn't hold a Breda. What's the story? That now we learn halakeyach yayin mibein hakusim. If somebody buys wine from the kusim on Erev Shabbos bein hashmashah, you have no time whatsoever to go ahead and do the truma mice and all that. So what do you do? And that's only wine you have. You say the following. There's 100 barrels. There's 100 lugin inside the barrel. Two lugin that are going to be mafrez, Matzoy Shabbos, Hadei, and Truma will be Truma. It didn't happen yet, but Matzoy Shabbos, when I'll take out two lugin, is Yesh Breda, that all along that was a lugin that was intended to be Truma. Asara 10 will be Maisa Rishon. Test 9 will Maisa Sheni. And then he can, the Maisa Sheni part, he swaps over straight away. He can drink straight away to the Meir. The Meir holds, yes, Breda. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, and Oysen, they asked. Amri, why do they ask it? Because they say, Ein Breda. What do you mean? Matzoy Shabbos could be that on Shabbos you drank from that which you set aside for Truma. And Rabbi Yehuda is one of the opinions that holds Ein Breda. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say that in the morning you would say, Kol HaMislaket, whatever, Tvua, the poor man will take this afternoon, should be right now, what do you call it? Should be in this Chal on this. We don't believe in Breda. So that different had to swap the names around anyway. Freddy Gemora, Amri, Soiv, okay, good, but still I have a problem. Amaiko Avchalel Masis. Why did you swap the Mishnah around the names of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Deisa? Should the Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, you had a problem with Rabbi Yehuda. Here, Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm a slacket, which means Yezbreda. And then we have this other Mishnah here, Halakhecha Yaimena Kusim, where you see Embreda, Hashtanamik Kasha Bechabiechen, still a problem with Rabbiechen. So Rabbiechen holds like Abdeisa. Abdeisa is the one who holds in the morning, which is Yezbreda. And Rabbiechen personally passes Embreda. So that's also a problem. Why? The Amrit, you want to say that Rabbi Yechon, Loi Tema, don't say Kol Anilkit, which means that it's already no longer in my possession and I have no longer effect. Ela Ema Kol Hamislaket, that's what will happen, so it's still my shoes. The only way you can learn Kol Hamislaket, if you believe me, is Breda. And Rabbi Yechon does not believe in Breda. Alma Isle Breda, but Rabbi Yechon less Le Breda. How do I know? Domed Abbas, Rabbi Yechon, Achin Shecholku, brothers divide a Yerusha. The din is if somebody buys a property, comes Yevil, you have to give it back to the original owner. But brothers divide a Yerusha, do you know you ended up with the chelik that you were meant to end up with? So if you hold yes Breda, yes, whatever I ended up with is that I all along is mine. If you hold aim Breda, it could be I ended up with your property. So every yevil we have to officially go through the machinations of redistributing. What are you going to say? The only buyers, because since aim Breda, we don't know what. So what do we see from here? Rabbi Yechon clearly holds that ain't Breda. So how can Rabbi Yechon say, Kol Hamislaket? How can he learn that it's Nuyen? And Abdesha Omer Dover Echon, and it's Kol Hamislaket, which will be taken, which the only way that works is if you believe in Breda. El Elam Kol Hanilke, you leave everything the way it is. It's Kol Hanilke, which is at night. And the Tznuyen Taka holds that even though it's not near the shoes, and the Stam Mishnah Shingam holds, even though it's not near the shoes, everyone holds, even though the shoes it was effective. So how can Rabbi Yechon and Paskins that you cannot make a Hegdish if it's not near the shoes? From another Stam Mishnah. But Rabbi Yechon and Stam Achrin Asker, he found absolutely another Stam Mishnah. V'tanah, we learned in the Mishnah in the beginning of this Pedik, Ein ha-goynif achra-ganif, if Shimon stole from Reuven and Levi stole from Shimon, so the second, Levi does not pay Mishalim from the Kefil. Levi does not pay double. Why not? Amai, he doesn't pay double. Neither to Shimon, to the first ganif, nor to the original owner. It doesn't pay to Shimon. Why? It doesn't belong to Shimon. Because it says the positive Gunaf Mibase Ishim was stolen from the original owner's house. You stole from the Ganif, you got to give back the principal, but you don't pay double. But the original owner, Ishlim, let the Bailim get twice kaful, one from Shimon, the first Ganif, one from Levi, the second Ganif. Elav Shmamna is a Rai. You know why? Because he didn't really steal from the Balabas. What do you mean steal from the Balabas? Because it wasn't in the Balabas' house. The Balabas didn't have control. It's a Rai. If you don't have control, you're not Balabas. This is because it's not his, and this is because it's not in your shoes.
Own any chayfets, and it's not in your possession at that time.
Not in your possession, that someone else has control over it.
You mean that's the question I asked yesterday?
I've got it in the bank or something. I've got it.
Yeah, but they're mining it for you, so that's all right. It's only the ganif because he has kinyonim in it, and the ganif, it's either the ganif kinyonim or the ganif doesn't want to give it back to you. So if the ganif want to give it back to you, the moment he wants to give it back to you, even though it's in his rishus, then it's considered yours. But if it's his kinyonim that prevented, then it's not yours. Okay, so we have two stam mishnas. One stam mishnah, which is Rav Shimon Gamliel, that says, Chamsen or
so you really want to get that thing back, and you're right. Somebody will get it back, and it's in his. What's the
state of those? Same thing. Not at all. It's a shomer. Chamsen is a shomer.
I'm saying notion.
He's a ganif. Chamsen is a ganif. He's posseladus. And we said that if he didn't say reitzani, at the end you finally succumbed and you say okay reitzani, then it's different. Yeah, he's a ganif. My chaz is the ozel basa his stomer. Why you decide to go after the stomer that said that what if it's not your shoes doesn't work? The other kahai stomer that's going follow the stomer that you even though it's not your shoes it does work. So he answered Shimon Sayele Kra. He found support in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Veish ki yagdish es beisai." If a person has his house, what I mean his house, kodesh l'Hashem, makes it kodesh. Ma beisai. Not only you own it, but b'shusa, you're in control of your house. I've called b'shusa. Not enough to own something, you actually have control over it, and therefore, if it's not your control, it doesn't work. Omar Abaye, in the next few of the Gemara will be that by Rabbi Yechanan saying, to do this, it's not Stam the Veltrain. Whenever you find an Amoroim saying, no, Kul Bashita Achas, it's Bavorning a Kasha. You know, we don't always know what Kasha is Bavorning, but here we know. Abaye says, I'll tell you what Rabbi Yechanan was Bavorning over here when he said that the Tznu Abdul is saying the same thing, he taka answered a problem. And we'll see a few different ways of looking at it. Amar Abaye, he loved the Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Had it not been for Rabbi Yechanan saying, Tzmin, Rab Deisa, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, I would have learned different pshat. Hava Amina, I would have learned Tznuyin Isluhu Rab Deisa. I would have learned the Tznuyin who want to help out a Ganev. Surely, Rab Deisa, you got to help out a poor man who's an Amoritz. But Rab Deisa, less than Tznuyin. Rab Deisa would help out a poor man, but he would never help out a Ganev. He'd be afraid to say, don't do it. Let them learn a lesson. Tznuyin is Abdai Yisrael, ma beganev of the Rabban Tekan, the mother by Ganev, Rabban Meitekan to help him out, ani in Tzichel, mei mani have to say. Abdai Yisrael, let's lead the Tznuyin, Abdai Yisrael, not Tznuyin. Ani in love the Rabban Tekan, the Ganev love the Rabban Tekan. Omar, Rabbi, you know, why should we help out a Ganev? So that's why, Rabbi Yechen has a Chiddush here, that you know, no, that Tznuyin and Abdai Yisrael are exactly the same. Okay. Comes along Rav and I say, and he says, I'll tell you, I think it's a different kvetch over here, a different kvetch, as to why Rabbi Yechon, what the chiddush Rabbi Yechon is, that Tznuyin is saying that same thing. He loved on Rabbi Yechon, if not for the fact Rabbi Yechon would have said, that Tznuyin, but Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, how many I would have thought, man, Tana Tznuyin, I would have thought that the Tznuyin are following a whole different shit than Rabbi Yechon. Nothing to do with the fact that it's Ein Abishusa, and you could have control over that. But you know what it's talking about here? They're following the shit of Rameir. And what's Pshatir Rameir? Lal Omer, Rameir said, Maiser Momen Gevoy, you had a machlekes of Maiser Sheni belongs to you. I have a chiv to bring it to the Shalim, so therefore I can give it to a woman and she's Makudish to me. We had a Kedush Nubav. Or Maiser Sheni is Momen Gevoy, Maiser Sheni belongs to the Hebishter. Rameir holds that Maiser Sheni belongs to the Hebishter. And yet, Afilu Hachi, nevertheless, L'inye Padir, what happened? The din is if a fremded person wants to redeem someone else's Maisa Sheni, you pay whatever the value is and you take it. If the original owner wants to go ahead and redeem the Maisa Sheni, he needs to pay that extra fifth. Now, according to the Meir, there is no owner. The Meir, who owns Ma'aser Sheni? The Eibishter. So what do you mean that there's no owner that pays a fifth? Is that that even though it's not yours, the Torah treats you as if you're the owner? So we would have thought the same thing over there. Takis nan yirushus. And normally, in order to make hegdish and all the hefki has me yirushus. But when it comes to swapping the maise, exchanging the maise, there's a chiddush that even though you're not, it's nan yirushus, you can do it. Just like any maise sheni. I feel like the Indian come redeeming Ukman Achmon Bishus in his Ashus. It says, We im go eagle ish memasroi from his miser. Chamishi so Yosef Olav, Kadia Achmon and Masroi the Tater. First, as your miser. Umaisev Chayv, you have to add a fifth. Kerem Ravai, Nami, Gomar, and I, okay, that's Maisa. What about Kerem Ravai? Remember the case before, we talked a few cases. We had a case of Kerem Ravai as well. No, Kerem Ravai, I would have thought, I learned Zeshava, Kodesh, but Maisa. Why that even though I'm not the owner, I'm the owner enough that even though I'm not my Rishus, I can redeem it. Ksiv Hacha says, Kodesh, Lulu, Muksiv, Gabi Maisa, Bechom Maaser, Ha'aretz, Mizar, Ha'aretz, Pri Ezel Hashem, Hu Kodesh. Ma Kodesh, like Kodesh, Bechom Maisa, I can redeem it even though it's not my Rishus. Avagab, the Mamma Gavayu, I mean, I'm Rishus, Bungs, Abish. When it comes to redeeming, no, I've had Kodesh Nami here also. By Kodesh, by Kerenavai, Gabi Kerenavai, I forgot the last moment, maybe it's not mine. Or Beleinian, Achoyli, Ukman Achman Beshuse, maybe there's a culture that I can be redeeming, you know, it's not my Rishus. But everywhere else, making a Hekdish and Hefkif is not my Rishus, of course I can. That's what I would have thought. The Haki Isa Beshuse Nami, Holav Yadei is not his. It's Kerenavai. Yet he can redeem it. I would have thought, but Gabi Leket. What about in the case of Abdesa, where it's Leket? How can I redeem it? It's not a Maida Shus. Once the guy took it home, Kiva the Maida the day, Kiisa, it says it's mine. Kiisa, Bishus, we have Matsimach, maybe I can only make it Hefke when I'm in control. Ki Lesser, Bishus, I'm not in control, and Matsimach, I can't redeem it.
So when is it Lesser Bishus? When the Oni takes it, or when it's fallen from the his Oni, hands?
No, it's my house, in my garden,
it's in his field.
When the Oni took it. Remember, he says, Kol Han Nilkit at night. When they took it home already, he says whatever they took. So I would have doesn't work. Sorry? No. Okay. Yeah, we have a Gedesh Shava. Kodesh. You can't ask a question of Gedesh Shava. And the Gedesh Shava tells you that just like over there, it's not in your shoes, but you can be paid it. Over here by Kenan Devay, it's not in your shoes and so on, you can still be paid it. Even though that's what we were to learn, the Shava. That's without the Bechin. Came Ram Yechin says, you don't understand Shat Tznui. Nothing to do with the Meir, the Vortis, that doesn't have to be in your shoes to be able to be Mafkir, Makish, or Michal. Omar Avinah, because the third opinion. Avinah says, you know what the Chiddush Rabbi Yechin is? He loved the Omar Rabbi Yechin, had not been for Rabbi Yechin, that he said, Tznuyin and Abdesa, Omar Dover Echad. I would have understood it Tznuyin differently. I would have thought, Man Tana Tznuyin, I would have thought Tznuyin is Abdesa. It's one and the same. In order, and what would I gain by doing that? Should be a question of how can you have a Stam Mishnah Rabbi Yechon and Paskin that you cannot do in Mishnah? So he would see that Tznuyin. So we'll say that Tznuyin and Abdeis are one and the same. Tznuyin no longer a Stam Mishnah. But Rabbi Yechon is Stam Mishnah Gedol, Amar. And the word is, now that we found out that the Stam Mishnah is a Das Yochid, Rabbi Yechon doesn't follow such a Stam Mishnah. Stop here.
Beautiful.